The measure would give collective bargaining rights to nearly 20,000 UW faculty and staff. For purposes of full disclosure, Wisconsin Public Radio employees would be among them. Racine Democratic Assemblyman Corey Mason says it's a matter of fairness. He says Wisconsin's municipal and state employees have had the right to unionize for several decades, and since then, the legislature has extended that right to other public workers.
We've added DAs, we've added public defenders, we've added scientists, we've added a number of classifications along the way. But for whatever reason, through our omission, we have not given faculty and academic staff the same right that is enjoyed by every non-management employee in the entire public sector.
A similar plan cleared the state Senate last session with mostly Democratic votes. It died in the Assembly, which was at the time controlled by the GOP. Green Bay Assembly Republican Phil Montgomery says there was a reason for that.
There is a cost, the cost to the poorest of the poor that want to get a UW education. We're increasing their burden.
This plan would allow for as many as 30 collective bargaining units, one each for faculty and staff at every UW campus, and one each for faculty and staff at UW colleges and at the UW Extension. Should that happen, the UW system estimates it could end up paying another $2 million a year to cover the extra human resources costs that go along with collective bargaining. The plan cleared the budget panel with only Democratic votes. More than 1,100 college campuses nationwide have unionized faculty. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.